This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police say a woman has died and a suspect is in custody after a stabbing in Colorado Springs. Officers were called to the 1200 block of Dancing Horse Drive just off of Woodman last night after the stabbing was reported. Two people were injured, with one victim dying after she was taken to the hospital. A 31-year-old man was arrested and charged with murder and aggravated assault. Police say the suspect is related to the woman who died. Fog played a direct role in a bad wreck in Black Forest. The first calls for help came in just before 7 last night. There was a thick blanket of fog when a van collided with an SUV near the intersection of Hodgen and Roller Coaster Roads. The crash sent the SUV into a tree. The driver had to be extricated. Thankfully, airbags did the job and injuries were minor. Troopers at the scene say neither drugs nor alcohol played a factor. A firefighter is recovering after being injured during a diner fire early yesterday morning in Colorado Springs. The department says crews were called to the Gunther Tooties on East Woodman Road just after midnight.
Obviously, there's going to be pretty extensive damage inside the restaurant. Unknown how long it might be closed, but definitely it will not be open here for a little bit.
The fire was reported as under control just before 2 in the morning. The firefighter suffered a lower leg injury and was taken to the hospital. The cause is still under investigation. In the Denver area, new charges are being brought against the parents of a 2-year-old who died of a fentanyl overdose. The prosecutor listed off some of the charges Alonzo Montoya and Nicole Casillas are now facing.
First-degree murder, child abuse resulting in death, racketeering, and conspiracy.
Brian Mason says police responded to the call in January, where they found the 23-month-old girl unresponsive. According to the medical examiner, 10 times the amount of fentanyl and meth it would take to kill a grown man was found in the bloodstream of the toddler. The girl's parents were charged, but on Thursday, a grand jury agreed to step up the charges for more severe ones. The parents are being held in jail until their sentencing. And a murder suspect is found guilty in relation to a fatal shooting that happened over 2 years ago near Coors Field. The jury reached a verdict convicting 38-year-old Michael Close on Thursday afternoon. Isabella Thallis's dad, Joshua Thallis, says the conviction doesn't really help the family's pain.
There's no justice served in this. We leave out here, it's not a victory of who won today. There's so many losses all the way around the board.
Close shot Isabella Thallis and her boyfriend, Darian Simon, while the couple was out walking their dog. The dog apparently relieved itself outside Close's apartments before firing at them. Police say the gun Close used was stolen from a Denver police officer who was a longtime friend of his. It took the jury less than 3 hours to convict Close of 6 different charges. Colorado is now ranked as the 3rd worst state for road rage, according to a recent survey. Springs Police Public Information Officer Robert Tornabene says aggressive driving is a big problem.
People are driving too fast. People are not courteous in the way they drive. They change lanes without using directionals. They cut people off. That turns into road rage, where people get into fights, or they throw things at each other, or they pull a gun out and they shoot at each other.
The Centennial State is only behind Utah in first place and Missouri in second. 5,000 drivers were surveyed by Forbes Advisor. In Colorado, a quarter say they know someone who's been injured in a road rage incident, and 14% say they've been followed by another driver who got out of their car to fight with them. Police say you should call 911 if you feel threatened on the road, and it's also best to stay inside your car. The Colorado Supreme Court is taking the law license of a former district attorney for the San Luis Valley. Alonzo Payne resigned as the 12th Judicial District DA earlier this year after state investigators began looking into complaints by crime victims. The investigation found that Payne yelled at crime victims and sometimes didn't consult them before offering plea deals or dismissing cases. The court found that he violated the rules of professional conduct for lawyers and ordered him to stop practicing law in Colorado. A new poll shows that the economy and abortion access are top issues for Colorado voters this fall. The poll that Emerson College did found that nearly 36% of all voters said the economy was the most important issue. It was also ranked top issue for Republicans and those who are unaffiliated. Access to abortion was the second biggest issue overall, but was the top issue for Democratic voters. Issues such as health care, education, and crime also ranked, but lower as priorities. And another Air Force Academy athletic venue will be getting an overhaul thanks to a donation from the family of a former teacher and coach. The Academy will be getting $2.5 million for improvements to Falcom Field. The donation was made in memory of retired Brigadier General Philip Ertl and is the lead gift in a $7 million renovation of the baseball field. Improvements will include new dugouts, locker rooms, a press box, and permanent concession stands and restrooms.
First full day of fall, we'll contend with a little patchy morning fog and then mostly sunny skies and warming up nicely this afternoon. We'll see highs in the low 80s, Colorado Springs, mid and upper 80s around the Pueblo area as we work overnight into Saturday morning, clear and cool with warning starts in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny once again Saturday afternoon. We're at 80 degrees, Colorado Springs, 84 for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.